And again, we will now take committee action in the order that we heard the bill, so we will give Representative Glinsky just a couple moments again to summarize her bill, which was 1086, which we had a really good hearing on Saturday. Representative Glinsky, good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. Representative Mary Glinsky, and I am here in speaking in regard to House Bill 1086. I did hand out the chart that's a simplified version of the information you had the other day, and it results from the Board of Regents' statement that they supported the intent of 1086 because they think it's important to provide state-funded bonus to professionals who are providing a vital health care service to the state and its citizen, but they pointed out that almost a half of the cost per credit hour to attend a state university lies in required fees, and so that is why I encourage you to accept the amendment to the bill, which includes both tuition and fees as the basis for the...
And that amendment, I believe, has already been adopted on the first two, A and B. We've already adopted those on. We did not adopt C on.
All right. We all recognize the need for nurses in South Dakota, and this morning we heard particularly long-term care. I can sympathize with their $8.10 an hour. When I substitute for a school district, I get a little less than $8 an hour. Fortunately, it's not my entire income. But at any rate, the current loan program of the South Dakota Nursing Association is a good one. Unfortunately, it's somewhat limited in that the $60,000 in the fund could only benefit 15 nursing students in any one year if that $4,000 cap is utilized. And House Bill 1258 would expand that program. House Bill 1086 has an advantage in that the incentive it provides are only paid after the nurse has actually been working in South Dakota for at least 3 years after graduation, and therefore there's not the administrative burden of trying to recover loan money from recipients who might not stay that long, who are no longer working in South Dakota. The administration of House Bill 1086 was a point of concern, but it would not be a problem if the application form itself required the nursing graduates to furnish not only a statement from their South Dakota employer, but also the required information from the public or private college or university where they received their education. It would not be difficult for the post-secondary institution to furnish information on tuition, fees, and any grant or scholarship provided to the student, and it would be the applicant's responsibility to obtain and submit this required information. We do need nurses in South Dakota, but unless they're actually working in South Dakota, that need is not being met. Less than half of our nursing graduates remain in South Dakota to work, and we need to do better than that. So House Bill 1086 is a nurse retention bill, and I urge your support. I think it's really fortunate that House Bill 1258 and 1086 were on the same agenda, because these two bills do work well together. House Bill 1258 primarily recruits students to study nursing through education loans that can be repaid by working in South Dakota during the first few years after graduation. House Bill 1086 retains these nurses by a refund of 75% of first-year tuition and fee costs up to a cap of $5,000 after they have worked in South Dakota for 3 years. So it encourages retention through similar periodic incentives as the nurses continue to work in South Dakota for 10 years. I think these two bills can really make a difference in meeting the need for nurses in South Dakota, and I really urge your support for both of them.
Thank you, Representative. We will now close again the public hearing on both 1258 and 1086, and we will open up to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1086 as amended. And just to clarify that for my purpose again, we did add Amendment 1086RA, which was to insert, instead of just actual tuition, the fees as well. We did not amend it with the other amendment that I guess the Board of Regents, I think, had offered. But we do have 1086 as amended. Open again to any committee discussion and or action. Representative Hunstead.
I move do pass.
Representative Hunstead moves do pass to House Bill 1086. It has been seconded by Representative Nesselhoff. Is there any discussion on that amendment, 1086 again as amended?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I recommend to us that we're early in this process. We have to get our bills moved. We have two really great plans here, and obviously both of them work at this in a different way. I've heard this morning that we have another bill coming through the Senate that may do something as well. I haven't heard that proposal yet, but I remember last year in this body we were talking about prescription drugs, and we thought we had something coming through the Senate, which we never get to see. I would like to keep both of these bills alive and well and healthy so that we can look off into the future where we know more. It won't be in our committee any longer, if that's true, but where this whole body knows more about where we're going. So with that in mind, I would ask all of you to pass this bill, and we'll go on and pass the second one as well. Thank you.
Any other comments? Discussion? Seeing none, again, as a committee, we have the right actually to deal on each bill separately. If we have the decision to send both bills, we can certainly do that. If we have the decision to send just one of the bills to the floor, we can certainly do that. If we have the decision to send neither to the bill to the floor, we can do that as well. So at this point, if there is no other, Representative Van Etten.
Thank you. I guess I would like to make a couple comments about the NCSL Health Conference, which I attended. Certainly there is a nursing shortage throughout the country, and it is, as with many things, it will probably come to South Dakota later than other places. But we certainly do need to do something about the nurse shortage. One of the things that will make it more acute is a law passed by the state of California, which has a nursing to patient ratio, which they have put into law, which will limit the number of patients that each nurse can take care of. And this, pardon me, is going to close some hospitals in California, possibly because they can't get enough nurses to satisfy this requirement, which is stated by law. Another thing that I would mention is the fact that my wife is a nurse, and she gets the nursing bulletins, and in one of the recent ones I noted that there's a signing bonus in, I can't remember if it's either Idaho or Utah, for $12,500 to start at one of the hospitals there. The other thing that we learned in the very excellent review of the nursing shortage in Seattle was the fact that, and obviously the cost of living is higher, but that a nurse who has worked for the Kaiser Permanente system in Oakland and has been has 5 years of experience and works in one of the intensive care units, her salary or his salary would be $75,000 to $110,000 per year. So looking at the amounts of forgiveness money that we are giving to the nurses in the state of South Dakota with these two bills, I think we're still in a bargain situation. So I would urge you to think about doing something about the nursing shortage in South Dakota by passing these bills. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion is a do pass on House Bill 1086 as amended. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll. Just a point of clarification. We're just reversing the roll call. There's been a suggestion that we sometimes reverse it a little bit just to give everybody a chance to be the first to be the first voter.
Well, then chairman should be.
Absolutely, that'd be fine. Would you like to, and that'd be fine, if you want to just.
Van Etten?
Aye.
Dick?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
McCoy?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Davis? Bradford? Abdullah?
No.
Solem?
No.
No.
6-5.
That's not a majority of the members elect. Representative Nesselhoff.
I realize that
we are have some time constraints, but would it be appropriate to make a motion to defer these till either the end of today or till Wednesday, whenever we have enough representatives to break this out a little bit?
Let's move it to the end of the calendar today. And if we have some of the other representatives join us by then, we will then have a separate motion, a new motion, and take the vote on that. Thank you. Okay. Let's then move to final action, or excuse me, committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1258. Is there any? Representative Hunstead.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and I move to pass 1258. And I'll use the same arguments that I used last time. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
It has been moved by Representative Hunstead, a due pass on 1258, again, as amended. There were two amendments added to 1258, seconded by Representative Nesselhoff. Is there any committee discussion discussion? Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could you refresh our memory as to which amendments were added on, please? Thank you. J.C.?
If you have them before you, they're J.A. and J.B.
What happened to J.C.?
That was not moved.
Madam Chair.
Representative Nesselhoff.
I'd make a substitute motion to move this amendment J.C. at this time.
Second.
We have a substitute motion to move amendment J.C. We have by Representative Nesselhoff, seconded by Representative McCoy. Is there discussion on that motion? And Jackie, would you once again read what that amendment was?
On page 3, line 13 of the printed bill, after 800,000, insert, which is approximately equivalent to 25% of the annual investment income of the Education Enhancement Trust Fund.
Is there discussion on that amendment? Representative Ennett.
I have a question as to, does that really say that that's where we're taking the money, or doesn't it?
Representative Hunhoff, would you like to comment on that?
In working with LRC, the parties involved, and with Kurt Everson, that does indicate where that money does come from. That's the reason I put that motion in there, that substitute.
Any other discussion on that pending motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting that amendment to House Bill 1258 will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That amendment is adopted. Again, the chair would entertain any new motion on 1258 as amended. Representative McCoy.
He did do pass, did he?
That was on 1258 prior to this new amendment, so we need a new motion.
Okay, thank you. So do pass as amended then.
Okay, Representative McCoy has moved 1258 as amended. Do pass. It has been seconded by Representative Van Etten. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Solem.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I like 1258. I'm a little concerned about the funding mechanism. And yet, this is a bill that gets the industry involved in the process. I know that maybe the hospitals and nursing homes hold their nose when they're thinking about having to come up with $10 a bed to make this loan program affordable. And I also understand that we have sat here and we keep hearing about a potential nurses shortage, and yet we do nothing about it. So I think it's about time we step up the line. It seems like we find money for everything else, but we keep reneging on monies that go into paying the hands-on people. And this bill will fund a nursing education program, And it's, I say it's a companion bill with the governor's bill that's going to increase the staff at SDSU and University of South Dakota in giving those two schools of higher learning an opportunity to graduate more nurses, because they have they would be able to expand their program. And there's no need to expand the program if we can't help the nurses go to school with this loan program. So I think they're both compatible and they work together. So I'm in favor of 1258.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Abdullah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question and a comment. Question for Representative Hanoff. This $10 assessment per bed, do you have an estimate of how much that would raise?
In talking to the Department of Health, there's approximately 15,000 beds that fall under for licensing, so that would be about $150,000.
Thank you. I guess my comment is I'm going to support this bill, but I was just thinking that would have a better chance on the floor if that part was eliminated, and that 150 was added on to the 800,000, that way the taxpayers of the whole state would pick up the tab instead of the patients that are in those beds, because we know that those facilities are going to pass the costs on to somebody. Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Representative Van Gerpen.
Just to comment on Representative Solem's comments that he thinks it's important we step up to the line. I would just like to remind him on 1086 some of us did, and there still is room at the line, Mr. Solem.
Any other comments on House Bill 1258 as amended? Representative Solem.
Just a comment on Representative Van Gerpen's remarks. All I can say is get in line.
Madam Chairman.
Representative Hunstead.
Just to make a comment back to what we're talking about here with respect to whether that cost is on the bed. One of the strong points of this is that we do have nurses trying to help the problem. We have the beds, the nursing facilities trying to help the problem, and we have the taxpayers trying to help the problem. Now, of course, if we follow the dollar, it's probably the same dollar. I mean, the truth is the bed is going to be passed on to the person who's in it and therefore to the insurance company, and the cost of insurance is going to go up. And I mean, if we want to play the money game, it's all the same dollar being pushed around somewhere and coming out somewhere. In some ways, I believe that making this look like the partnership that I think that Representative Hunhoff had in mind to present to us, I pretty much like this, and I would suspect that it might be more saleable, actually, even though we're still talking about the same dollars, as I just said, that we could present this as what it truly is, a way we can have this partnership to have this enhancing the nursing program and make it better.
Just a comment. I would have to agree that I do think the partnership is an important piece of House Bill 1258, that it is a partnership between private industry, between state government, and the profession themselves to actually step up and say, we want to help enhance more nurses coming into the profession. I applaud both representatives who brought both of these bills. The fact that they do both open it up to any participants, whatever program they maybe have graduated from. The reason I will probably be voting for 1258 and not the previous one is I do like the fact that the administration is already set up on how we administer this bill, and when we don't have to create any new administrative function, that's always a good thing. Any other comments on House Bill 1258 as amended? Representative Abdullah.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you and Representative Hunstead about the partnership. It doesn't seem to me like it's a volunteer thing on the hospitals and the institutions part. You're making it a law that they have to give $10, so I don't see a partnership in that.
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you. I guess I would ask Representative Abdullah if there were any representatives of the healthcare industry who objected to the $10. I didn't see any. I think the hospitals would happily participate in this. The other thing that I would mention is the fact that in the study that was presented to us in Seattle at the healthcare conference, they mentioned the fact that it was important to have they didn't put it that way. They said that nursing graduates are more likely to stay near the institution in which they trained. And I think the thing that is beneficial about both of these bills is that it pays graduates from any institution loan forgiveness, because the plan that the governor has proposed only picks out a few institutions, and the more institutions that benefit by the fact that their graduates are given loan forgiveness, I think increases the retention.
Are there any other comments on House Bill 1258, the pending DuPass motion? As amended. Seeing none, the motion before us is a DuPass on House Bill 1258 as amended. All those in favor will say aye, opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Van Atten?
Aye.
Kitt?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Frost?
Aye.
Davis? Bradford? Abdullah? Solem?
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
11 to non-voting.
House Bill 1258 as amended, receiving a majority of the members elect, passes.